Good day. Rob Malone here with Believer Create or Radio. And this is where you learn how to take your business to a next level, get rid of all that other crap people are trying to sell you out there. The true secret is to create believers in your business and believers in you and the difference you can make in their lives. And that's the real way that you're going to grow your business. So today, what I want to do is I want to tell you a little bit about myself and why I'm here. Why do I do what I do? And we can go back to 2013. I had a commercial construction company, and we did a little over $10 million a year. It was a fairly successful company. I was making good money, but I was very unsatisfied. I just hated construction. I'd get to the office. I'd sit in my car for about 5 to 15 minutes some mornings just to force myself to get out of the car and go to the office. I couldn't stand doing it. And so I wanted to do something different. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to get out of construction and I'm going to do something completely different. And wait for it. I opened up a hypnosis center. I know, so bizarre. What was he thinking? I actually refer to this part of my life as the great debacle. And so the thing was, is I was very fascinated with hypnosis, and my wife and I had used hypnosis to quit smoking. It was very effective with us for that. And I had actually just recently lost 80 pounds. I mean, like a small person, a teenage girl I'd lost, it is 80 pounds using self-hypnosis. So I knew it could work, and I knew it could be very, very, useful for people. There's people needed to kind of change. So I had this vision. I was going up these chain of hypnosis centers across the Midwest, across the country, maybe internationally. And it's going to help people with smoking and weight loss and pain management. Those were the three things I was going to focus on. And I was thinking it was going to be like the massage envy of hypnosis. They're going to be everywhere and just going to make all this money. Now, my youngest daughter, she said, "Dad, you're just going through a midlife crisis. Don't do this. It'll all blow over. It'll be okay." But really, really the thing was, is I was kind of going through my own like vision quest, or like the walkabout. I mean, if you're not familiar with the Australian Aboriginals, you just have this thing with the walkabout where when a male went into adolescence, a young adulthood, like say about 13 to 16 years old, they would go out into the wilderness by themselves for months at a time, sometimes up to 6 months. And they had to survive on their own, and they had to reflect, and they had to learn about themselves and who they were, what they stood for, become self-sufficient, that rite of passage into manhood. So this was kind of like my walkabout. I wanted to find out about myself. I wanted to find out, could I do this? Can I start it over again? Can I create a business from scratch, from something, that I don't know anything about, something so radically different from what I'm doing? And so, I thought my construction company was commercial, so it was B2B, and I'd never done B to consumer before. So I thought, this is gonna be easy. I just run some ads, do some direct mailing, some networking, have a very professional looking website, and voila, the clients are gonna appear. So that's what I did. I ran some print ads and I sent out some direct mail pieces. I joined a BNI group, I joined Chambers of Commerce. And it just wasn't working. I mean, I was getting, about three clients a month, right? I mean, that wasn't enough to cover my rent on my office, let alone all my other overhead costs, or even to think about paying myself. So I thought, well, I just need to ramp up this game, right? Marketing, advertising, sales, this is an easy game, So I started doing radio ads, and I did some cold calling on businesses trying to sell, quit smoking to their employees, and calling doctors, and trying to get my pain management services through them. And I started doing speaking engagements. I said, "Well, you need such stuff as an authority, and write a book." So I wrote a book, and it was on Amazon. It probably still is. You could probably go out and search for Rob Malone and find it yourself. And buy it. I need the money. And I created a, I joined some meetup groups, and I started doing speaking engagements, and I give away my book at these speaking engagements, and then I started my own meetup group for, hypnosis and neurolinguistic programming, and it grew pretty quickly. And I was doing these meetups, and I had Facebook ads and AdWord ads and Groupons, and still I wasn't hardly getting any results. I was, for about every $7 I spent, I was getting $1 back. So I'm thought, well, you know, I just, obviously I'm just not as smart as I think I am. You know, I had too much ego. So I hired some coaches and I started doing some online training and marketing and sales and internet marketing. And then I hired a marketing agency, and then I hired a PR firm, and the PR firm did a great job. They started getting me in different publications, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch did a big spread on me, you know, and, but still, it just wasn't working. I kept looking for that magic bullet. I kept thinking there's like one tool I don't have. There's one training I don't have. There's that one piece of knowledge or that book I need to read. And literally in the first year of my business, I had spent over $100,000. I mean, literally over $100,000 in these different advertising, coaches, agencies, training. I just, you know, oh my gosh, I just burned through it. And it was getting serious. Now, you know, the thing was, when I first did this, we had a nice chunk of cash from the sale of the construction company. So I wasn't too worried at first, you know, and it was a blessing and a curse all at the same time. Because yeah, we didn't really have to worry about money in the short term, but I didn't have that fire in my belly. I didn't feel that necessity to go out there and make it rain right away. And we even had our oldest daughter was starting college. So, you know, our expenses are going up, but old arrogant Rob here, he's like, I'll figure this thing out. I'm going to make it work. So anyway, after a year and I'm in over 100 grand, I'm feeling the stress. I'm feeling the tension. It's like, it's almost like, it was kind of like there was a spring in my chest that had been wound really tight. And I could just feel this tension just turning, like this knot in my chest just turning and getting tighter and tighter. And I'd have these like mini panic attacks where I would kind of like freeze and my breathing would become very shallow. And there was even some nights when I'd be laying in bed, I couldn't sleep, and I thought I was having a heart attack. I would just feel so much pain in my chest. You know, I was becoming basically paralyzed with fear, and I'd have these thoughts of you know, bankruptcy, and my girls having to drop out of college. Our youngest one's going to be starting college in 2 years. Our oldest one was in her freshman year, and just the world could not have looked any bleaker to me at that point. In fact, there was days when I'm going to the office, I didn't have any clients, and I would just turn off the lights and sit there. And I didn't have the courage to tell my family I was feeling. They had no idea the financial catastrophe that was on the horizon, that we were on the brink of total failure. I guess I'm happy face. Oh, everything's fine. Yeah. What? My youngest daughter wanted to go to Europe, and I'm like, oh, sure. Go ahead. We can handle it. You know, and I'm just slowly going through our money. But you know, out of all that, as bleak as all that was, it kind of gave me an insight on the ego this kid has. The thing that bothered me most was the idea of people thinking I was a failure. My friends, my colleagues, my associates from the construction industry, my past clients in the construction industry, even the new connections I was making out there in the chambers of commerce and these networking groups and through meetups, my family members, oh, just that them thinking of me as a failure, telling them, ah, well, you know what? I closed the hypnosis business because I suck. It sucked. Oh, man, in fact, I'm getting stressed right now thinking back on it. So anyway, I was kind of like at this point of just giving up. And just one day I'm sitting in my office and I'm just filled with these negative thoughts. And literally this voice just comes out of me and it says, enough, enough. That's enough. You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. You have to go out fighting. So, you know, I dug in deeper and I said, okay, well, let's forget the ads right now because they're not working. And I thought, you know, what's going on here? What's the deal? You know, why am I not getting more clients? You know, why are other people doing this stuff and they're presumably getting results and I'm not? So I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about all these coaches I've worked with and these agencies I've hired. And all of a sudden I realized, you know what? I think what it is that, you know, and most people just don't know how to get clients. I mean, what used to work doesn't work anymore. And they're still trying to use these old tactics, these coaches, these ad agencies. And the thing is, and they can exist because there's a lot of desperate businesses out there, especially small businesses. They're frantically trying to survive And most of these gurus and agencies, you know, they don't know what they're doing, and they can sell the dream to these small businesses and they can stay afloat while they're doing this. But the reality is they're probably even struggling because they really don't even know how to get clients, right? They're able to, you know, pitch enough people. It's a numbers game, right? Everybody tells you, oh, sales is a number game. And so they're able to play the numbers, get enough of these small businesses, keep them on the hook long enough, keep selling that dream long enough to get, you know, money out of them. So eventually they say, I can't afford it anymore. And then they get the next one and they're just churning, but they're not getting results. I mean, I can't tell you how many small other businesses I talked to and said, we're just not getting results. We're not getting results, right? So I'm thinking, okay, so they don't know what they're doing. And so I can't go to them because they don't know. They don't know how to do this. And I thought, so what is the secret? You know, what's going on here? And I realized it's really kind of two things. Number one, you have to understand, how to first get them. I mean, the traffic portion. And that is through the internet, right? I mean, that is where everyone goes, right? Everyone goes through Google. That is the first place everyone goes. Is Google for a search, or they'll see an ad on Facebook or Instagram, you know, but that is the starting point. But from there, I mean, you're in so much noise, you have to, you know, the cliche, differentiate yourself. But it's more than that. It's more than that. You have to be able to create a believer, someone who believes in your business and you, and you have to do it quickly in a short period of time because you've got about 8 seconds to keep their attention and then take them through this process. All right. So I thought this is it, right? I have to create a way to make these people believers. I have to have them believe in my vehicle, which is hypnosis. I have to have them believe in the Metro Hypnosis Center that we can deliver. And I have to have them believe in me and my integrity and qualities, you know, that I can deliver the result. All right. So I'm like, okay, so I'm going to create this process to quickly build rapport with the prospect, with my prospective client, you know, and get them engaged, nurture that relationship, and show them the light so that they become a believer, right? I'm going to create a believer out of them. And so I began to focus on my website, right? Because the internet is it. You've got to master the internet. You have to. There is no exception to that, all right? But it's not as hard as a lot of people think. So I have to focus. So I thought I'm going to focus on my website. And I felt like I had all the knowledge because of all this training I had taken. You know, I had all these online courses and info products and books, and I'd gone through all these coaching programs. And I've got the knowledge. I'm going to implement it. And I vowed to myself, I'm not going to buy another program. I'm not going to invest in another coach. I've got it all. I just have to implement what I know. And so I started implementing it. I started doing what these coaches had told me, all these different programs, and I wasn't going to spend another dime. I was going to get results, you know. And so by this time, my second daughter is becoming a freshman in college, and I'm still just not, even though I'm implementing everything that I've learned so far, I'm still just not getting the results. I'm not able to hit that profit point yet, and we pretty well had exhausted the cash that we had from the sale extraction company, and I did something which I never thought I would ever do. I just never thought I would do. I started taking money out of retirement account. So I'd whittled away our present, and I was starting to whittle away our future. And I was, to tell you, to say the least, I was depressed, desperate, and discouraged. And I thought, I didn't know what to do. Like, where am I going to go from here? I thought I had it figured out. And I did something that I vowed I wasn't going to do. I learned about a thing called funnels and this guy named Russell Brunson. And he made a strong argument that what you need is a funnel, that websites are dead, they're obsolete, that the new thing is funnels, and that they will work for any business. So I reluctantly opened up the wallet, pulled out the credit card, and invested in the funnel. And funnels are hard to explain, and it's not essential that you understand it, but just understand it. It's kind of like having a virtual salesperson that takes your client through a automated system of nurturing. You hook them in, you build rapport, and you follow up with them, and you create a believer. And once you've created a believer, nothing else matters. You are the only option at that point. When you're a believer, you are the only option at that point, right? So I started doing this, and I realized that, okay, I did have this, you know, everything I invested in all this other training wasn't a complete waste. A lot of it was. The marketing agency, the PR firm, the coaches, they were all a waste. But a lot of stuff I learned about all the marketing and everything was good. I just didn't have the right vehicle, right? And so once I understood the concept of funnel, once I understood what this Brunson guy was saying, I was able to start working through this and create this automated system of creating believers. And, you know, all of a sudden, boom, I'm starting to get some results. And I'm getting results. I'm getting excited. And I'm starting to tell other people about it. Like, I'm going to these chamber events, right? And these networking events. I'm saying, oh, wow, let me tell you about this new thing I learned. I mean, sharing all this excitement. And they're like, well, could you help me? You know? So I started working with some chiropractors. I started helping them, and they started getting more clients and seeing results. And then started working with some real estate agents and mortgage lenders, right? And other professional services, tow truck companies, you know, and I'm seeing, you know what, just like Russell said, this works with all industries, though you don't use the exact same funnel for a trial attorney that you use for a real estate agent. Two different markets, two different clients, but the fundamentals are there. The process is there. You just have to tweak it. You know, a financial planner, it works for them, you know, sign company. It works for them. It just was amazing that this could work over and over and over again. I kept getting better and better at it. And the thing I started finding was, oh my God, I love marketing. I love sales. Oh! I mean, it was just like, this is such a charge. And it was such a charge to see a difference in small businesses, to see these people breaking through, to them to see the light, to see the possibility to go, Oh my God, I'm going to be able to send my kids through college. You know, I'm going to be able to take a vacation this year. You know, I'm going to be able to buy a house. So it was really cool. And so as I found that that's really where my passion was. And I'm like, oh man. And the thing is like, you know, I can help a lot of different businesses, but that's not, I thought what I really like to do is I'd like to focus on one industry, one business, right? One type of business where I can really become good at and I can help the most in a one-on-one that, again, here's me. It's got to be challenging. I want a challenge. And so I thought about it for a long time. And I thought trial attorneys are the perfect fit for this. They can make up, there are people out there, they can make such a huge impact in their life. You know, they could totally be a life changer for a lot of people. There's a lot of people need them, right? There's a lot of people that almost their life, if they're at least their quality of life, if not their life, is dependent upon a good trial attorney. And the small ones, the independent ones, can get washed away with these mega firms that are on the radio, billboards, you know, TV continually. Got such top of mind, it's hard to break through. And the thing is, but with a funnel, with this funnel process, with this believer creator, creating believers, you can do it. And you get the one and the two and the three, and then you start getting four new clients a month. I mean, what, you know, whatever, wherever you want to go with it, and then you start getting referrals. But anyway, it's just awesome. So it's just like it opened it up for me. It was this new vision, this new passion, and it's like, great. It's great to love what you're doing, to be excited about it, to feel that passion again, and to make difference in life. So, guys, 20 minutes. Woo! I love talking about myself. Sorry it took so long. I hope this was meaningful. You guys, love ya. Go out there, create some believers, do the funnel, take on the day, carpe diem, go crush it. I'll see ya in the next episode.